It's a pleasure on the hit list this evening to welcome into the studio, Angel. How are you?
Ta-da! I'm fine, thank you, my bro.
Should I have brought a fanfare,
band in? You should have.
Sorry, completely forgot. So is Angel your name that you go for?
Yes.
Is that your real name?
That's the name. That is the only name.
Yeah.
That is the name. Well, Angel is Lights, Camera, Actions, and Suresh Charles, which is my real name, is the author.
Okay, got
it. Yeah.
I like that. That's a good way to put it, actually. So it's been 2 years since your last album.
Yep.
Between then and now, what have you been up to?
I've just been having fun in the studio, really, putting out music, writing with different artists, you know, trying to refine my sound, you know. I'm trying to get a sound that when you hear it, everyone knows, you know, that's Angel.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I didn't have that before, but I just want to create more of a bigger impact for when people do hear the new stuff.
Yeah, so do you think your sound has changed then?
Even changed. I feel like it's just sonically it's gonna be a lot more
epic. Evolved.
Yeah. 100%.
So what have we got to expect then? So are you in the process of recording an album?
I'm not giving myself any pressures of recording any albums right now. I'm just literally having fun putting out music. I've got like a little theme going on with girls' names right now, like from Tina to Layla. The next one could be Maria. I'm on Tom Cruise mode.
Yeah. Are you going to ever choose a name like Sue?
Sue might get one soon. I'm having fun with these names. Sue, I might change the vowels of it soon, yeah.
Something a bit more like...
More like, but it's got to roll off your tongue though. It's got to roll off your tongue as it will make sense.
So would Sue not roll off your tongue?
It might do, it depends how you sing it.
How would you sing it? If you had a song called Sue, where would you go? I'm going to take all the cuts from it, by the way. If this takes off, it's fine.
I don't know. I'd have to cross that bridge when I get there.
Okay, that's cool. I'll wait for it. I imagine it's going to happen. So your new single, Layla, it's out on the 21st of August. It features Fuse ODG.
Yeah.
If you could summarise that single in one sentence, how would you?
Summary.
If you could summarise it in one emoji, how would you do it? I presume the sun.
Yeah, I suppose so, but yeah, the sun.
So let's get into your head then. So when you start writing music, is there a special place you need to be, or does it happen anywhere, or is there somewhere that you're a lot more creative, sort of a place?
It varies. I would prefer to be in my own space, like I usually am in my studio at home, but it just depends. I could be leaving here, get an idea, put it in the voice notes.
Sue.
Sue, when I get to where I'm going, it's all mapped out already.
Yeah.
So it just varies. It just depends where I am, the vibe I get, what I see,
Where did you write Layla?
Layla, I actually wrote Layla in my own space at home.
Mm.
Just vibing. Just zoned out, just in the vibe. It just comes. As I always say, it's like nothing, I don't say, you know, today I'm going to write this style of music or this genre or whatever. It's just whatever rolls off the tongue, whatever comes off. Yeah.
Mm. So Wretch 32, Giggs, Wiley, Chip, Fuse ODG and more, out of everyone you've ever collaborated with.
That's a good
who's
one.
Who's your favourite?
I always think this one. I haven't got a favourite.
But if you had to pick one, if you were on like a lifeboat, only one space...
I might have to pick Rich.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll send that off to Rich.
I might have to pick Rich.
Okay, I wouldn't tell Giggs that. So in the future then, who would you love to work with, like your dream collaboration?
A dream collaboration would be someone like Brandy.
Mm.
Another one would be Prince. Coldplay.
Yeah.
Jay-Z. Yeah, that sort of vibe.
Must be impossible to get a hold of Prince.
Yeah, they said that he's like Wiley, I heard.
Yeah, he was meant to play, apparently he was meant to play Glastonbury this year.
And he
year.
Didn't turn up or something like that.
So they had to get the Who in. So if you get Prince, then that's a big
thing. I know
feat.
If I do, that's what I'm saying. It is like a far-fetched one, but that's on the wish list.
Okay. So in today's music scene then, which sort of artists are catching your eye?
I like people like Section Boys. On the whole, I just like the grime vibe right now, because of it's more UK, it's more me. How I write, to be fair, is like grime. I write grime. Like I write grime music and then put it into melodies. So all these new grime things you're hearing, well, it's not really new because grime's been about, but it's just heavy at the minute.
Yeah.
You know, and everyone's locking into it and embracing it. So your Feckies, your Section Boys, your Krypton Conans.
Did you know that grime is apparently massive in Japan?
Is it?
Yeah, I saw something on Facebook the other day. Apparently, the Japanese love grime.
See?
Yeah.
I told you that world's getting crazy.
Exactly.
So that's why I'm a grime man.
So do you have a tour in Japan coming then? Cause,
I hope so. Yeah. Sadly, let's hook up some shows abroad.
So what's the most embarrassing thing then in your career so far that's happened to you, whether it's on stage or anything to do with music? There's always one.
Yeah, I think the one is when you say run the track and it doesn't run for about 15 to 20 seconds after.
Is that on stage?
Yeah, that's the most embarrassing one.
Yeah, what are you doing that 20 seconds?
I don't know, you have to try and talk to the crowd and win them over. And, you know, I don't know, I just cross that bridge when I get there. But it's like, that is the most embarrassing thing. It's like, yeah, your DJ's not ready. You're not together. Your set's not right.
Then he gets fired.
And it's embarrassing. Yeah.
Then he's off out of it.
Literally.
So on the bucket list then, say like 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the line, where do you want to be? What do you want to do? What have you still got to tick off?
I just want to be known for great music, you know. I don't know, I want to give people something to remember and hope more than anything, and a message. I want people to hear the thing and say, you know what, that was Angel.
Yeah.
And like a proper stamp, like how you say, that's Tupac, that's Drake, that's this guy, that's Michael, that's Angel.